Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. And am I glad we are live again? My name is Audrey, and I'm here with you every week to help you know, to help all of us know, to even remind myself that we are everyone, everything. The miracles manifest. We're going to start with our breathing attunement and then our affirmation. Meanwhile, get yourself comfortable. Loosen any clothing you have on that might be tight. Let me say this for anyone brand new. If you're doing something that requires your full attention, such as driving, obviously, attention to your driving. If you're doing something where you can kick back, relax, and pay full attention to this, do so. Consider it your spa, renewal, regeneration, transformational hour. Today we are going to be speaking about the divine feminine and the divine masculine and the eclipses. So take in a nice, loosen any clothing you may have on that's tight. Sit with your back straight. Uncross your legs. Follow along with the sound of my voice. Take in a nice, deep breath into your diaphragm, chest, throat, and head, and hold, and gently and slowly release head, throat, chest, and diaphragm. And hold that. Breathe in again. Diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold. And gently and softly release. Let go. Breathe in light, abundance, health, miracle. Oh, and gently and softly release. Miracle. Breakthrough. Prosperity and light. Our affirmation, our intention, our prayer, our mantra for today is I am the living light. 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 Feel that, say that, allow that, be with that. Allow this living light that exists in everything, whether people can see it, sense it, or feel it. Some people can. And others not as much. Part of the core of everything that is. When any of us forget that, and there are so many distractions, so many quote-unquote ego games, so many pulls in the third dimensional world, when somebody forgets that and lives as though it has no relevance, or it doesn't exist, that is part of when somebody can get in turmoil. And when you are or feeling as though you're in turmoil or your energy has gone off, breathing, that basically the diaphragm, chest, throat, and head, when you direct the breath that way, It can be considered to be starting at the root chakra, which of course is way below the diaphragm, and up to the crown. So with your intention, you're lighting up the chakras and the energy centers. And when you allow yourself to say and feel and sing and dance and be quiet and in the silence that I am the living light, and you allow yourself to merge with that, and you breathe with that, you will find that your energy shifts. Your vibration raises. And you get calmer, centered, and peaceful within. And especially in the days upon us, Uranus having been squaring Pluto for months, just going to be coming out of it towards the middle end of April next month. Never mind, we had an eclipse on Friday and we have one popping up on April 4th. We are in a time of change. Clearly, clearly, clearly. And some of it can be feeling like challenging change. And just because something feels like a challenge and can be experienced as a challenge, doesn't mean it's bad. It simply can be felt like a challenge. So we use the affirmation, I deal with challenges easily and well. And if and when one deals with it in a different way, we come back to it. Let us now speak about divine feminine and divine masculine. This is one of my pet and favorite kinds of topics. For millennia. The deity, the all-in-all, source, has been referred to in the male language. In the Bible, it's He and Lord. In the Quran, which I have not read in the original, I've only read bits and pieces, it's He. In the Bhagavad, that's He. And why has it been written as He? Because at the times these books were written, the times were male-dominated. And so He was used. It doesn't mean that the source of everything that we're all part of is actually a He. Doesn't. Nor does it mean that He is superior to she. It doesn't. Or that she is superior to he. They're all belief systems. And as I had been telling to someone at a revival meeting that I had gone to, or wherever it was that I was, if source was only he, there would be absolutely no template for she, because he cannot even create she. He is all Y chromosome, no concept even of an X chromosome. So creator of all is beyond he and she. And for millennia, using he as such, and the language and so many spiritual books, although lots of beauty, for sure, lots of beauty. However, the pejorative, the nastiness given, the second class to so many of the she, gave rise to sexism, which was already there in the first place, which was the reason this would be written in that manner. And certainly in this day and age, if and when anyone says to me, who am clearly a she, that when we say he, we mean both, No, you don't. Because if you meant both, you'd say both. I remember the first time I even thought of the term goddess instead of God, it was strange to me. It didn't come automatically to me. It was so strange, weird. I had to look at that. Because there was a time that the goddess energy, and this was before the religion, Judaism, Christianity. Well, Judaism came before Christianity and Muslim. But before that, way before, the quote-unquote old religions, which were all over the planet, not just in Europe, but also in Africa and around the globe, it was often the female that was worshipped, the female energy. Because at the time, not everyone really knew how babies were formed. And women gave birth, which was miraculous. Whoa, look at this coming out. So it was the female that was worshipped, sometimes more than the male. Now, that's also out of balance. Because neither is all that there is. Neither. And both together and beyond make a whole. Because to me, the all in all is beyond male and female. We on the earth see male and female because that's how we are delineated. And being the anthropomorphic species that we are, people tend to often think, not all people, but many, that that's all there is. That isn't all there is. We don't know all there is. We only know what we know. And we know what we've seen. There are dimensions beyond dimensions beyond dimensions that even scientists know this. And in metaphysics, sometimes it's thought the minute somebody has a thought, it creates another dimension. So that's like beyond gazillions. What is the divine feminine? It could be any of the avatars, any of the Orishas, any of the goddess energies, any of the people or beings considered to be worshipped. It could be Kuan Yin, Shekinah, which is from the Hebrew, and it's female. Shekinah, and its energetic, spiritual aspect of the all-in-all, a female word. When Christians say the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, many don't know or realize they're referring to the Shekinah, which is female. And if something were only male, it's an out-of-balance situation. If something were only female, it's an out-of-balance situation because it's just not the way things are. So to really, really experience this, look at nature. This earth brings forth life. Things grow and grow and grow. So we call it her, female that brings forth life. And yet without the sun, shine upon the earth and give light and energy, the earth would not give forth any kind of light. So often the sun, our star, is called a he. And if you'd like to embrace the divine feminine and the divine masculine, there are often qualities that people attribute to this. And different societies will give different qualities. So none of this is absolute. The divine feminine can be thought of as nurturing, caring, creative, strong, yielding, vulnerable. And there was a time the word vulnerable was a word people didn't want to use because often it was thought of as weak, not weak. Vulnerable comes from strength because in order for someone to be vulnerable and open, one has to trust oneself and know that no matter what, one will survive. And if one doesn't open and allow that vulnerability, there's no intimacy. There's no connection. Divine feminine is thought of as feeling, subjective, rather than objective. Objective is often thought of as the masculine. Now, obviously, both men and women can be subjective and objective. And both men and women, males and females, are feeling. Women, usually more comfortable with their feelings and more easily able to express them. Men, who are often taught, no, don't, can swallow them. In my opinion, that's why they can have higher blood pressure and heart attack. They're holding it in, and that's why their anger can get explosive, because they're not finding a proper way to express it or express their sadness. That also contributes to why men die younger than women. And I know people say it's because women carry the children, but at a certain point in time, women don't have their menstrual cycles anymore. So they're not carrying children, but we are still the nurturers, more so than men, although men also can be...